Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is April 4th, 2013.
Good job.
Thanks.
Nice. It's also episode 482.
It's still cold.
It is.
But we're over it.
Let's get right into shit, some
let's
shit.
Let's right in. Let's get into
Do
some
you have
shit.
Netflix?
Yes.
I am loving this.
Wait.
Loving.
Okay, there you go.
This the new trend of Netflix having their own TV series.
The original series. Like Jason Bateman, that show.
That's
that he was
FX.
In.
No, but no.
Oh,
but they
oh,
are
the third
oh,
season
sorry,
is Netflix, right?
Of, it's going to be. However, they just did a whole brand new, like one called House of Cards. Well, there's
I saw people talking about that.
There's a new one starting the 19th, I think it was. I put it on the calendar. It is called Hemlock Grove, and it's like all supernaturally.
You posted about it today, right?
I did, because it looks really fun.
So basically Netflix is becoming their own movie company or TV show production company?
Yep, or they're getting...
Or they're buying other people's stuff that they don't take?
Yeah, or they're saying, hey, we'll help you get this on air by you give us the right to only show it here. And then et cetera, et cetera.
Wouldn't that be cool if they like did Kickstarter like that, a bunch of Kickstarter shows? And like if you did, you know, you had the show for Kickstarter and they're like, you can be on Netflix.
But Netflix
speaking
is,
of Kickstarter,
Veronica Mars, I'm so excited.
Wait, what?
Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars.
Oh, the movie.
Yes.
One day. 2 million? 4 million?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Something crazy like that.
So good. I'm so excited.
Why make a movie? Why can't they just go to Netflix and make a whole season?
Because they don't want to, and they're all famous doing other things.
Yeah, they don't want to do the TV series.
They don't want to do TV series. The TV series wouldn't work anymore. She's like 40. No, I'd lie. She's
not that old.
Our age, but no. Well,
40. She can't play.
Yeah, kind of. No, it's just that.
And by our age, you mean Brad's.
Yes, true. I just don't think that it would ever work again as a TV series because she was that whole high school sleuth, private dick. Whereas now she actually is one or could be one. But anyway, the movie's great because it's about time-wise would be around the 10-year school reunion or so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So that's how they're going to bring back a lot.
I never saw that show.
It's pretty much one of the only ways, too, that they can bring back all of people's favorite characters that are still alive.
And it's kind of like Sherlock Holmes or something.
It was more like Murder, She Wrote for high schoolers.
It was oh my God, what is her name?
What's the books that they had?
Encyclopedia Brown.
With the investigating girl.
Encyclopedia
Brown. That's what I'm trying to think of.
I don't think it's no.
No, not her.
It's a girl, and she was kind of like Sherlock Holmes, but it was a teenage girl. What was her name?
I don't know. Though I know what you're talking about.
It was like middle school books.
Yeah.
Let's ponder, and whoever gets it without looking it up wins.
Sure. So,
As Waylon goes to look it up on his phone.
I'm going to the Foul Monkeys email.
Have an email, huh?
We have two. Actually, I don't have it on here for some reason.
Okay.
Bradley has it.
You've never had Foul Monkeys email on there.
I did. Oh, I got to do it a different way. That's why. Sorry. Whatever.
Different way.
No, for some reason, it's not in my normal.
It's not in your phone. I only put it on your iPad.
Oh, it's on my iPad. Yeah. Which I don't have because I have my actual computer with me today.
We all have our computers.
I know, it's kind of annoying.
Oh,
so much space.
You mean visually annoying?
Yes.
Because yeah. we're not in each other's spaces at all.
This is a lot.
I don't have this much space because I can't have my iPod here.
You could say, Waylon, could you please?
But your cord's not going to be long enough for your mic, so it's.
Could you imagine us having three computers at my old desk?
There wasn't room for a water glass for all three of us at your old place. So, do you have it up yet?
Yeah. Oh, I always have it up.
Hey.
So, while he's getting that up, why don't you tell us about how you were stalked by a listener?
Yes. Joe and Austin. Not
okay,
to be confused.
I have it up. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Asshole.
Not to be confused with Joe in Dallas.
I was wondering if you typed that in right.
Joe, so we have Joe in Austin.
We have Joe in Austin and Joe in Dallas.
Do we have Joe's anywhere else?
Yeah.
Especially Texas.
Joe, we?
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Joe in Austin works for an insurance company. And he was telling me the ins and outs of what I need to do to get my car fixed, which it's fixed now. We decided to just go through our own insurance because I was reading online about the company that this guy had, and it was really fucking sketchy. And they really weren't paying people's things to be fixed correctly. And the other thing is that Tony and I paid for a extended warranty for our paint and our clear coat and all that stuff. And if we would have had the parts put on some by another company, that would have been null and void.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent like, I don't know, like $800 or something for that warranty. Mm. So we just paid the $500, had it fixed, and then State Farm is going to go after that company to get our $500 back, which they said will happen. We'll get our $500 back. They may not pay the whole amount to be fixed, but State Farm takes care of that.
Right. Gotcha.
So we got it back, and it's That's normal, good. And we've had it for 48 hours without an accident.
Nice. So how did Joe stalk you?
He actually looked up my telephone number on Facebook, and I was like, oh I wasn't aware it shows.
If you have it on there in public, it
But I didn't know I had it. I mean, I thought my, for some reason, I thought my profile was private, but then if you're a friend, you can see it, right?
Right.
Because when I was looking at yours, your email address is a Facebook email address. It isn't your real email address.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I must have.
They usually don't promote the real email address.
They
anymore.
Do. Well, they used to. So there must have been a default change because mine was defaulted to show my real.
Because I had several people texting me wanting your email address, and I was kind enough to give it to them.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't get emails from anyone.
Oh. You might want to check your junk mail then.
Except from RC, check who got junk. Tired of waiting on you, so he pinged me and made it act like that he was doing it.
I didn't have my phone when he texted me.
That he was doing it for market research. And then I got a magic gift card in the mail or in my email. So thank you to RC for that.
I still haven't got mine from him. Like, he bought me one through Starbucks on Facebook, and that shit still has not come through.
What?
It's sketchy, right?
Let's look at my spam.
Yeah. I'll ask the person that texted me to see if something was sent, and then we'll go from there.
Cool. Okay.
Shayna, we all know Shayna. Well, whoops. 7:55. Lala.
Gotcha.
She is coming here for her birthday at the end of the month, and she says she wants to see you all.
Okay. Okay.
So, well, you're so excited.
No.
What? Wait, you're supposed to go, yes!
Oh, my God!
Lala?
Name a date, baby.
She's actually coming up here to also look around for apartments at that time, even though she's not moving until the end of the year. She wants to, like, look at the areas. So,
girl, let me know.
Have
I'll
we
help
met
you.
Her? Yes.
Yes, we she went to here. Breakfast together. We went to the Kit Kat Lounge.
Yes, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought, but I was trying to piece together.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they recorded with us.
Yes.
I didn't know they were moving here.
When do you know?
That's what confused me.
Not until the end of the year.
I didn't.
But she wants to come up here a couple times and just look around.
I guess I forgot that they were moving up here.
They did. At the time they were here, they weren't moving.
Oh, okay.
It's recent.
That's cool. Yeah, they're fun.
Mm-hmm. She's a coupon queen, too.
Nice.
Coupon queen. I was just going to say, we're going to be in Indiana. One weekend.
So. Is it the last weekend?
It is the last weekend.
Oh, you might want to take that up with her then.
Trading places.
I'm going.
No, Lala, I'll send you, if you want to contact me, I'll send you some things that you can go and check out with neighborhoods as well as like different types of apartments to look for and everything like that. All the information you'll need to know.
I told her to send me the addresses and I'll tell her if it's a good area or not. So
if
you're
it's
getting
numbered
a three,
streets, no.
No. If you're getting a 3-bedroom apartment for $1,000,
fuck no.
No. It's not in a good area, probably.
No, you actually probably just need to contact Bradley and he will give you all the sites and tell you where to look because he's very good at that.
They want to start out with a studio just to make sure because wherever they go to, they don't want to stay at that for more than a year.
I would agree because Chicago on paper, affording is, as you even know, very different than when you actually get here. I'm glad I started the studio too. But after that year was up, I was done before that year was over. Like, get me out of the studio.
Before his lease was up.
I didn't mind yours. Like,
I work from home. That's the only problem.
Oh, yeah.
I work from home.
But as far as the studio goes, though, it was really good.
You gasp. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know the company that I bought my bag from? This lovely bag?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're hiring a bunch of people.
Uh-oh.
To work for them. And the people get to work from home. And like the two positions they have open right now are a web developer, which I'm not qualified for, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a product developer. So you would like push products along, like send them through testing. And but the good thing is that you go, you travel around the world to find materials for the bags and stuff like that and find markets to sell it to.
Are you applying for it?
I want to, but I'm nervous. Because
why are you nervous to apply?
Well, I want to make sure I'm going to make enough money.
Well, first of all, apply and then find out.
And I've never had experience with that, but it says 0 to 2 years. So, but it's a work from home.
You'll just have to sell yourself and why you have an eye for fabrics, an eye for design, an eye for detail.
I don't.
So then you probably shouldn't take that job.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Working from home full time just to work from home full time is not a bowl full of cherries, friend.
I wanted to go do the traveling part. Mm-hmm. I don't care about. I mean, the working from home is nice, but
so I shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm going to anyway, and it could bite me in the ass by the next time you hear another recording. Mm-hmm. However, I may have a new job.
Is that what your fingers were crossed for?
Yes.
Is it like from home or in an office?
Same company, from home.
Oh, like a new position?
Yes, I'm totally different apartment. It's a level up, significant pay increase, happening very quickly.
Sugar daddy.
I have not received the offer, but basically my second interview was, I'm going to give you this job.
Oh.
And then talk to my boss, and my boss is so clueless that he basically told me, congratulations on your new job. And because I didn't want to make fun of him, because I really wanted to, we were talking about my staff anyway, and on via OC.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled it off more. Yes. They are doing a great job. So it acted like that. Cause I was like, dumbass just told me I got the job because, you know, like companies, when you work inside of them before they offer you the job, they go talk to the hiring manager to be like, hey, I want to offer this person a job.
And human resources and all that crap too.
No, they go through, not yet. They do that with a recruiter, but they go through the manager just be like, how do we negotiate the starting date? Because then they get all that done. It goes to governance and HR to approve the amount of money. Mm-hmm. Then they create the offer. But it's going to be very interesting. I'll no longer have direct reports.
Oh, that's nice. So you're like your own boss?
Kind of. It's going to be nice, but it's also going to be weird because I really like being a boss. But it's going to be fun.
Oh, damn.
So definitely, that's very exciting and I'm very nervous because it's a brand new position and it's going to be very hard. But...
I would be totally nervous making millions of dollars.
I wish it was millions, please. Like a mouse. But anyway, I've just found a picture that I want to share.
Okay.
Because my birthday weekend was also Easter this last weekend. And you know what all happens on Easter?
Jesus died.
And then bunnies populate the world with eggs and, you know, pagan people have sex. This is a
just pagan people.
Just pagan people. This picture is obviously probably from some kind of Sunday school, you know, like worksheet.
Mm-hmm.
It has a picture of Jesus, but it's like short haired Jesus. His ear is just like his hair is just like covering his ears, but it's not like surfer Jesus. And it says, one man died for all.
Of course.
And then it's, who is this man? And someone wrote, Kenny Loggins.
What?
How does his death help us? No more bad songs. Why is it important that we remember him? Highway to the Danger Zone was okay.
I like that song.
It
reminds me of going to the pool all the time.
Really? That's okay because 80s hairband music reminds me of my roller skating rink days.
I like roller skating. We should...
It's so. Have you
I mean,
have you gone since being a chunky adult?
The probably the last time I went is probably I took my brother, so I was probably 20.
Hmm.
But I wasn't very chunky.
Hmm. Yeah, I went, say, 3 years ago, 4 years ago in Minnesota. You're like, this went great. I thought I was going to die. My ankles hurt so bad, badly. And then I was like, I'm out of fucking breath. I need to do some Zumba before
Did
I come.
Did you do limbo?
No, I was having a hard time just making it around more than twice.
I was on the speed skating team when I was in middle school.
I did speed skating too, though I can't stop and I can't skate backwards.
Oh, I can do both. But
I also loved your exterminate Easter card, by the way.
Weren't you excited? I was excited that I knew what it meant.
Totally.
Which I saw that you were very upset. I'm you know, up to date with Doctor Who.
Are you?
Yes. You're very upset that they're getting rid of the police box. I'm so upset.
First of all, after I post that in the shower, I realized that was an April Fool's joke.
Oh, well, I'm still upset.
How dare you joke about that shit? That was funny. I read that and I was like, what?
I do have a friend who is very angry about this last episode. I kind of enjoyed it. But yeah, I'm glad it's back on.
Did it involve angels and time?
Well, stuff? Of course it involved time travel because he is...
Did it involve timey-wimey?
He's a time lord. That word has not come out of his mouth recently.
Timey-wimey.
There were no angels. It had to do with Net and the Great Intelligence. Is that his name?
I love the internet.
I know you're all going to let me know if I remember correctly. Is it the Great
Lala Intelligence? Lala is screaming.
Is it the Great Intelligence? I can't remember.
It's totally the Great Intelligence.
I don't remember.
I think that's what it is.
We'll just say that. And then this is how we get people involved. We misspeak about sci-fi.
We massacre Doctor Who references.
We massacre any.
You know Mark is like exploding right now.
That is if he still listens. I think Jeffrey listens.
Jeffrey is making sure Mark is exploding right now.
Oh, that's
now.
Right. He's like, listen to these fools talking like they know their shit.
So we have some voicemails, right?
No.
First of all, we have two emails.
That's what I mean, emails. Voice letters, as Big Fatty calls them.
Voice letters, okay.
Got it. So, Cooter Vancouver, Wakooter W's, Wims, whatever his name is.
CCWV3.
Yeah. He actually sends us a one-star review.
Of our show?
No.
One-star review!
Let's do that again.
One-star review!
All right. It is actually from In Bed with Joan Rivers. Awful. Not Funny, and Beyond a Waste of Time by Reggie92. Get lost, you unfunny plastic has-been. Thank you.
Oh, wait, so you just told us, you didn't let us guess who the podcast was? You just told us who it was to begin with?
Yeah, it's not, like, nobody's going to know that.
Okay.
And then this one's actually Ashanti No Lemon. This one is Annoying by
Say What?
February 17th, 2013. Listen to one show and the Latino guy needs to get off his high horse and shut up. Delete.
Oh my God.
Remember, we're supposed to be reading our one-star reviews over dramatic music.
Well, I can't play dramatic music and play this at That's the right. same time. So
That's right. That's all I guess we'll only do that for, I guess, maybe our one-star reviews. But never mind, because no one's giving them to us.
No one is giving us one-star
five-star reviews. Giving us five-star reviews, everyone else one-star reviews.
Yeah, that's what we mean.
God, people. This one's from the Adam Carolla show.
Oh, he is annoying.
Terrible by Jake Hardwig. March 9th, 2013. Just an idiot. I used to think he was funny, but he seems to run out of humor to make his simple-minded view of the world at all interesting. Yeah, those are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Cooter Vancouver Wims.
How about we get 5-star reviews for shows that aren't famous?
Yeah, no kidding.
1-star reviews for shows that aren't famous.
That's what I mean.
God, get your shit right.
I'm getting the ones and fives mixed up. Which I see that there are no new 5-star reviews for us. And we're at 4.5 stars on iTunes.
No.
I don't like it.
Change it.
Also, did you see that Christian Messer posted that they browsed the personal journals in iTunes and looked who was in the What Hot section. And it was Ramble Redhead.
I saw that.
From Amore, Catching Up, Game Night Guys, Mike Lawson, Christina Hill, Christina Nicole.
And not us.
No.
That's sad. We're losing were no longer relevant.
Are you saying that they are not
they're relevant.
Better than you?
No, they're in the what's hot section, so they're better than us.
Hello, Nessa's in there.
Of course. Mm-hmm. She cried her way in.
Sater Spears right there, too.
So bad. Crying her way in.
So what else we got? We got another email.
We do have another email.
Thank you for the email, CWW3V.
But while he posts that up, how did you enjoy the last Drag Race? Because, of course, we didn't talk about it last time.
We can talk about it now.
Yeah.
You caught up? Are you caught up in everything?
Yeah.
Well, he was there on...
What was the one before that? It was a...
The Roast.
No, I didn't see that one. Who went home?
Wait, The Roast was before that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of RuPaul,
No, nobody went home. The one right before that was when Ivy Winters went home.
Oh, I saw that one.
The Perfume.
The Perfume.
Okay.
The Roast, nobody went home because that was the night that Roxy Andrews...
Oh, had her breakdown.
Had a breakdown.
Yep. I was so excited when it came down to Battle Royale between the two of them.
I don't like Coco.
She'll be next to go home anyway. I really kind of wanted her to go home just so that she would shut up and like, guess what? Alyssa was better than you. So shut the fuck up.
She was.
But
and she's prettier too. And she doesn't wear freaky contacts.
I am going to miss the personality of Alyssa. Because she is fucking crazy and with those facial expressions. I don't think anyone was ever worried about her competition wise. She was just like the comedy relief in the workroom.
I liked her stupid face. That was like the best part.
No chin.
Yeah, no. So that was actually was kind of a fun episode. I don't know what's in the next one.
The next one?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? They didn't show previews for it.
Yeah, they did. And I can't even think of it.
We were making
Who do you think's going to win?
I think it's going to be Jinx.
I think it's going to be Jinx.
My top three are Jinx, Alaska, Detox.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting Jinx and Detox mixed up. I think Jinx will win or Detox.
My top four.
I don't think it's
going to
be Alaska.
Top four is definitely then adding in your girl, Roxy.
Mm-hmm. Alaska, if she wins, is going to make it scandalous, and I don't think they're going to allow that.
True, but she's going to have to keep working really hard, though, for him. I don't think she'll win, though.
Right. But she was funny in the telenovela, though.
Oh,
I loved her costume.
That was great.
Her hair.
I loved her hair.
And her eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
She had some Joan Crawford eyebrows.
Did the provider take you home and have sex with you like a telenovela that night?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Over dramatic. We're like,
he laid me out on a rug and just, you know, thrusted and whatever he did.
Sounds fun.
Why Ivy watched.
Right. He gave you his chorizo.
Chorizo.
This is real meat.
Disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
You love it.
Speaking of giving Ricky real meat, don't we have an email from Anne Marie?
Yes. She says, a moment of silence for the Prius. This was actually sent to us on March 25th. My condolences on your abused car and insurance rates have taken. And the insurance rates it has taken. I have been there and it sucks, and not in a good way. I had my car 3 days when someone in a mad hoopty hit my back corner panel. He was texting and changing lanes, and then he got out of the car and screamed at me for stopping at the red light. I say, if someone is acting a fool behind the wheel and then hits a car worth 11 times more than what he is driving, then the responding officer should let the aggravated, or aggrieved, in this case me, tase the other guy in the nads. Okay. But the pictures you put on Instagram, I can see Tony has mistaken some precautions to protect, or has... I'm sorry. I can see Tony has taken some precautions to protect the Prius. Why aren't these showing up? Pictures. The first one is the provider with Ivy admiring his handiwork. And I don't know why they're not showing up, but can you guys see it? Everything's wrapped in bubble wrap.
And that's Ivy. She's a little fat, but
she got a little chunkster on her. And then it says, Oh. Let's see. I don't know why these aren't showing up. The shite. I'm sorry. This is really sad.
Yeah, this is really good radio.
Well, we never said we were a good radio station.
This is a big aerial view of the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
I think the provider went a little too far. He bubble wrapped the sidewalk, the trees,
the fire hydrant,
the cones, the bike, the dumpster, the U-Haul,
the houses,
the windows, the houses. I think they only didn't
the street
and the people and the dog. That's pretty much the only things that were not bubble wrapped. And then there's one more picture here. It says Brad and Waylon on the sidewalk to the right walked over and checked it out. Oh, that was us in the picture. And then this one says, and then Ricky got it. This reminds me of the Christmas story when he's all wrapped up in his coat. And then it says, drive safe now, Ginger Bear, from Mama. Thanks, Anne Marie.
Tony is insisting that I go to the court case just to make the guy pay the tickets. And I'm just like, our car got fixed. Why can't we just leave it alone? I don't want to go. And that's like bad karma, right?
What, to force someone to be responsible for their actions?
Well, I mean, our car was fixed and it's fine. I mean, I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me if I accidentally hit someone. It's not like he did it on purpose.
True.
I don't know.
Oh, so we started the Dollar Shave Club.
Yes, I saw that.
That's really cool. The video is hilarious.
I love the video, and I think the guy's cute.
He is funny and quite adorable.
Did you guys do separate
accounts?
You couldn't figure out how to buy the...
No.
I have the email somewhere. I'll have to find it. Because I broke mine, and I wanted to buy a new one.
Well, here's the thing. We got the same thing.
$1.
And he can cancel it. Yeah. And I can just go to every month now instead of every other month like you do.
I was reading...
It's definitely worth it.
Something that Jeremy Irons, who I think is a fantastic actor, but I don't like his politics right now.
Oh, what'd he say?
Actor Jeremy Irons has concerns about same-sex marriage, he tells Huffington Post. Could a father not marry his son? Iron asked HuffPost Live host John Zepps. Iron argues it's not incest between men because incest is there to protect us from inbreeding, but men don't breed. And wondered whether same-sex marriage might allow fathers to pass on their estates to their sons without being taxed. It seems to me that now they're fighting for the name, Iron said, of advocates for same-sex marriage as opposed to civil unions. I worry that it means somehow we debase or we change what marriage is. I just worry about that.
That is retarded.
It is. It totally is.
And did you see the one of the lady that I posted? I forget what state it was, Arizona or Texas, one of those. She was like, gay marriage is going to cause a bunch of fraud because it's going to be straight people can just get married to have the benefits. I'm like,
people do that already.
Yeah, that's already happening. You retard. And then in North Carolina, they put in legislation to make
Christianity the...
Yeah, and not have to go by the Constitution or the United States rules. That will never happen.
People are crazy. By the way, we do have James Major, a listener, emailing me again or messaging me for the number. What was it again? Our number that you should be using is
863-666-0377.
Thank you, James Major. Thanks you.
But I don't know what's up with these crazy people.
Thank you.
Like, it's like the United States is like moving backwards. It's so ridiculous.
I did post an article today that I thought was very interesting, and I just love the name of it, so I'm going to look it up here real quick. And reading it, it actually had some great information in it. Where is it? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Damn, you post a lot.
I do. Today I did.
Were you off work today?
No, I had a lot. I had some time. And it's easy on my phone.
I had some time.
Oh, it's called Dear Opponents of Marriage Equality, Here's Why I Call You a Bigot.
It's fun.
And it was really fun. And
is it long?
It's too long. I'm not going to read it here. But it was a fun read.
Sounds good. What else we got going on? Anything else? Anything planned?
If any of our listeners in Chicago, the third Saturday of April, I will be out in Chicago. Actually, I'm sorry at the call, but it won't be me. It'll be a mandolin.
Not performing.
A mandolin.
Just
a
mandolin. Yeah, I'll just be
That's
out.
That's in May you're performing?
May is my performance month, yeah.
Do you know what you're performing at?
I don't think we know the theme yet, do we?
No, I don't think they've decided just yet.
And they haven't told. It's still, for some reason, a special guest, a secret special guest, which I'm like, doesn't everyone know that you're performing in May?
Well, they want people to guess who it is to come in and see. But if you mess up, I'm going to laugh. But I'll give you $1.
Just one?
Yes. You're not going to get rich off me.
You barely tip anyone.
Yeah, you barely tip Andrew,
Tony,
the bartender.
Tony always gives me money to give to the drag queens, but I just don't do it because I don't want to go up there.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel uncomfortable. I hate myself.
Silence. That's sad.
Well, you know what happens.
But for real, is there some weird reason you don't like to do that?
He's afraid of clowns.
No, I don't like to be in front of people.
He's afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
That's why he's recording. That's why he has a podcast, because he doesn't have to look at people.
Right. Hello. That's why I'm always sick in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's because
I pay all that money to stay in the hotel.
That's
room.
Because you're a whore.
Hardly.
You're reverse vomiting on someone's cock.
Ew. Wait. Reverse. No. What are we touching here? I don't even know what I'm going to do with this. I wonder if I can sell it.
What is this?
The calculator?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me borrow that.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't.
I have a present for you.
Oh, you have a present for me.
Oh.
You have a present for me.
Prezzies.
For
you, yeah.
What is it? Oh, thanks.
It's like breath mint.
No, it's like it's that Crystal Light liquid that I don't know if we talked about on the show, but we did. But we talked about it
after the show.
After the show,
it's like the squeeze stuff. It's not the powder.
Blueberry raspberry.
James That's Major. Really good. Since I told you we're recording, I'm gonna say it out loud. But thank you for your messages. We are recording the second. So when you call and leave your voicemail, it'll be on the next show.
Yes. If we get it.
It's almost like we're doing a live show just for you, except you can't hear us.
And by the time you hear it, we'll probably already record a new show with
your messages, so you can like go back to the history of our conversation while you're listening to this, and you could feel like you're a part of it.
That's cool.
So do that.
Oh, did you see what Brian posted on his Instagram?
Oh, that's cute. The two of us together, our Foul Monkeys and Game Night Guys logos together. That's fun on iTunes.
That's funny.
Nice.
Thank you, Brian.
He was fun.
Appreciate it. All right, we have anything else to talk about?
No, I don't think so. Let's not
belabor this. Let's get out of here.
So this is Waylon.
This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
Have a good week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.